Okay, well, let's call the meeting to order. I guess my first question is, have we met our public notice requirements for the meeting?
Yes, we have.
Okay, and can we have a roll call, please?
Certainly. Commissioner Galvin?
Here.
Commissioner Naughty?
Yes, here.
Commissioner Boshaven?
Here.
John Winter?
Here.
John Kelsey?
Here.
We have a call.
All right, well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us. It is a pretty miserable day out there on the Anchorage roads. The schools have been closed, so my family was quite relieved sleeping in for the morning. You have before you, I think, does everybody have copies of the documents emailed or something to them or
yes.
In various forms? Okay.
I don't. Yes.
Okay.
John Kelsey is at home, so you guys will need to walk through some of those documents with him because he does not have any form of communication.
Okay. So, John, if it's okay with you, we can read to you the resolution.
That's fine. Whatever suits your
did you get my, is it my version? Okay. So... The item on the agenda is approval of the term sheet. I think the question I'd like to pose to the board members our intention would be that in the public portion of this meeting, we can talk about the aspects of the term sheet. If we wanted to get into discussing the strategy or rationale or valuation of what we agreed to and how the negotiations proceeded, I would suggest that should be in executive session. And so I would ask the members who are on the phone, would you like to go into that level of discussion at this meeting, or are you comfortable just proceeding based upon the information that's in the term sheet, sort of as stated?
This is Emil. I'm comfortable with what's before us.
This is John Kelsey. I'm comfortable with it.
Okay. And John Winter, are you still there? I heard a dong.
John?
John Winter? Okay, we'll wait a moment and see if John dropped off for a particular reason. John. John Winter, is that you?
Yes, I'm back. I have to unmute it, and I'm unconnected.
Okay.
I just had one question on the term sheet. I don't know whether that's...
Well, why don't you ask the question, and then we can decide if the answer needs to be an executive session.
Paragraph 3, line 4, I have a question about that number.
$500,000?
Yeah, I think we can talk about this one.
Yes.
This is something that was proposed by both GVA and Homer as a recognition that in basically getting the plant restarted, there are going to be development costs incurred by both entities. And to the extent that the Homer costs are directly attributable to the restart of the Healy plant, they would be able to basically pass them through Golden Valley, and it would become part of the rate base and would be reimbursable by us through this would be
part of the 45.
Yes, it's all part. It would be part. It's part of the 45. It's within the 45. 45 is a cap.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I had.
Okay. So, and Leo, I assume that you don't have anything you need to talk about in the executive session.
No, I don't. I'm watching pretty closely.
Yep. So the next question is the form of the resolution. we have, with staff, Leo and I participated in a quick turnaround, and the only real outstanding issue is whether the resolution would be one that's fairly short in that it just says we have this issue with Healy Clean Coal Plant. We've negotiated a settlement term sheet, and the board approves the term sheet, basically. The alternate version is one that goes through and talks a little bit more specifically about the history of the plant, that we want to get the plant up and running, talks about the relationship between the fact that we had agreement with Homer, but it's conditioned upon getting access and other things through Golden Valley, and that we're paying substantial amounts annually since 2000, that we've negotiated the agreement, goes into some general listing of the terms of the agreement, and then recognizes that both the subcommittee of the board and the authority believes that the transaction's in the best interest of the authority and will offer a fair sales price, eliminates considerable ongoing expenses, and fiscal drain, avoids litigation, resolves the litigation, and will enable the expeditious restarting of the plant. And then says that based on these things, it approves the term sheet. I guess I'll leave it to someone out there to make a motion. My personal preference would be that we go with the longer version simply because it provides a more extensive public rationale for the decision and does not merely rely upon sort of the private discussions that we've had in executive session and then just state that because staff says it's a good deal, let's approve it. I'd be more comfortable with the longer version, but I don't know if Leo, if you still have a hold the other position or how you feel about it.
Well, Ted, based on what we've gone through, and there's a lot of historical information out there that can easily be tracked. I'd rather stay with the short version, so we don't have the press and whatever starting to pick apart each little paragraph of description. To me, it's try to keep it quiet the whole time, keep it simple, and just kind of like don't give more than we have to give, just say we cut the deal. But that's kind of my opinion. It just seems like we should try to stay, keep it quiet and not make it a big deal about this thing.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. I think, unfortunately, there is nothing we can do to avoid this being a big deal. And I know that I expect to be in a position of having to defend this fairly soon, if not today, and also be in front of the legislature and other things. And my own just personal comfort would be to have the board in a more established position publicly than to be speaking on behalf of a board that hasn't really publicly spoken on it through a resolution.
I don't have it to go either way. It seems like we put something in a document that the temples just start picking apart each paragraph, so if less fuel to their fire, it might be easier. But, you know, it could be either way to me. It's not something I'm going to say absolutely not.
Okay. I appreciate that, and I think I agree that when you have language, it will be picked apart, but as we've already experienced, when you have silence, you get people who try to fill the gaps with their own facts, and sometimes it's better to get your version out there. Emil or either John, do you have a feeling on this one way or the other?
John Kelsey, you and I had a discussion on it, and I thought we had a pretty good on it, so I don't, I was kind of agreeable to what we sort of talked about in our discussion. You recall that?
Yeah, we talked about the fact that we had the agreement. I don't think we had talked specifically about this topic in terms of whether we have a fairly light resolution that just approves it or whether we have a more a complete resolution that goes into more detail. But I think either one of them would be consistent with what we had discussed.
Pat, John Winter here. After seeing that Andrew Helco blog, there's so much misinformation out that maybe getting as much of the correct information out would be better.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The information's already out there and pretty much in detail. The only suggestion I might have is to reference in the resolution the settlement term sheet, the January 9th date on it.
Yes, it does reference it in here, both in terms of the whereases and in the resolution portion. It says the board approves the settlement term sheet dated January
9th, 2009. Oh, I missed that.
It sounds like we're moving in the direction of the longer version. I don't know if maybe Ted, if you want to read the as staff read the proposed resolution through for the folks who don't have electronic access to it.
Okay, we can do that, Commissioner.
Can everybody hear Ted? Okay.
Go ahead.
John, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, well, I'll start it. Take a deep breath. Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, Resolution Number G09-02, Resolution of the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority relating to the Healy Clean Coal Project - Settlement Term Sheet. Whereas the authority owns the Healy Coal Clean Project, whereas the rail belt has considerable need for additional electric power generating assets to replace aging generating infrastructure and to diversify generation resources, whereas the authority and independent experts on coal electric generation have evaluated HCCP and concluded that with some modifications, HCCP is capable of providing efficient electric power generation that can meet utility, safety, and reliability standards. Whereas the authority entered various agreements with Homer Electric Association, HEA, under which the authority and HEA would jointly provide for the restart and commercial operation of HCCP. Whereas the authority's and HEA's agreements for the restart and commercial operation of HCCP are conditioned upon securing various agreements and working relationships between the authority and Golden Valley Electric Association, Inc., which agreements and working relationships are the subject of ongoing litigation that has been pending since November 2005, whereas the authority from January 1, 2000 has continued to pay substantial amounts annually to maintain HCCP in a warm shutdown mode until litigation and disputes are resolved to enable the restart and commercial operation of HCCP. Whereas the authority, HEA, and GBEA negotiated a settlement term sheet dated January 9, 2009, PRINS settlement term sheet, PRINS, which provides the conceptual terms and framework for the negotiation of more specific agreements that will resolve litigation and other disputes and will enable HCCP to expeditiously be restarted and put into commercial operation to generate electric power for the rail belt. Whereas the settlement term sheet provides conceptual terms for the following basic transactions. One, ADA will sell HCCP to GBEA for $50 million and finance the purchase with a 5.0% annual interest rate over 25 years and with collateral acceptable to ADA. Two, GBA will sell HEA 50% of HCCP energy and capacity under terms negotiated between GBEA and HEA. And three, ADA will provide a secured loan to GBEA of up to $45 million to finance HCCP development costs, finance at a 6.5% annual interest rate over 25 years, and with collateral acceptable to ADA. Whereas the settlement term sheet is made subject to approval by the boards of the authority, GBEA and HEA. Whereas on January 13, 2009, the GBA board and the HEA board each approved the settlement term sheet. Whereas the board's HCCP subcommittee and authority staff believes that the transactions contemplated in the settlement term sheet are in the best interest of the authority and the state of Alaska because the transactions contemplated will offer a fair sale price to the authority, will eliminate what has been considerable ongoing annual expense to and fiscal drain on the authority maintaining HCCP and litigating disputes, will resolve litigation and other disputes, and will enable HCCP to expeditiously be restarted and put into commercial operation to generate electric power for the rail belt. Whereas, for the reasons described above, the board's HCCP subcommittee and authority staff recommend that the board approve the settlement term sheet. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority as follows. Section 1. The board approves the settlement term sheet dated January 9, 2009. Section 2. The board authorizes the board's HCCP subcommittee, the executive director, and the staff of the authority to continue their efforts and take all actions necessary, appropriate, or desirable to negotiate the additional agreements complicated in the settlement term sheet dated January 9, 2009. Section 3, the executive director is authorized and empowered to take any and all actions appropriate and consistent with this resolution, dated at Anchorage, Alaska, this 14th day of January 2009.
Thank you, Ted. Is there a motion on the resolution?
Can I make a comment or two about
why don't we get the motion on the...
Yeah, sure, I'm sorry. Yes, of course.
Is there a motion?
Leo, I so move.
Is there a second?
This is John Kelsey, a second.
Okay. Charlie.
Question.
Well, actually, we had a comment from Charlie, just...
Yeah. This is Charlie Cole. I'm here. You know, I wonder about the use of the word expeditiously in there a couple times. Might just leave that out and say restarted. You might be eating those words later on when you look at the provision dealing with the permits. If we can't get them within 5 years, and if you just say we'll enable HCCP to be restarted, I think that gets it done all you want to say, and don't sort of load the gun a little bit. That's one comment. The other one is, I think in the just these are minor comments, of course. Whereas at the top of page 2, the $45 million to finance HCCP development costs, I'm not sure that that's the cost used in the term sheet. Don't we say
restart?
I would say restart.
Okay, that actually is a very useful suggestion.
Just those two is all. Otherwise,
Leo, do you, as the maker of the motion, do you accept those as friendly amendments?
Yes, I do, Leo.
Okay. And so, just to be clear, we've got expeditiously on the 7th, whereas... and then that's the 7th. Then we would have the 11th near the bottom, the word expeditiously. So we're going to strike those and complete the sentences as would be necessary. And then within the eighth whereas, reference to the $45 million to finance HCP development is deleted and replaced with restart costs. And I think that's the only reference that's there. Okay. And next comment, Mark.
I suggest instead of just restart costs, that we actually use the language in the agreement for the repairs and modifications to HCCP.
Okay.
Possibly including the upgrade of the BESS systems.
I don't even need that whole thing. For the repairs and modifications to HCCP.
This will track closely to the document.
That BESS is a bit loaded. I would frankly leave it out.
But the repairs and modifications are needed for the restart, right? I mean, it's all restart related.
Yeah, I think restart is actually fine because we're just trying to be general in this one.
Right.
And I think the issue is we don't want to pretend like we're capturing old development costs in our current financing. Okay, and I guess just to have it clear on the record, Ted, the resolution says that the authority staff recommends the board approve settlement.
Yes.
Do you
confirm
that? Okay. And I guess, Leo, as a representative of the subcommittee, can you confirm that the board subcommittee also recommends approval?
Yes.
Okay. So are there any other comments on the resolution?
I have a question, Pat, and that is, it may be in here, but I can't spot it. What's the effective transfer date of title, or when does that happen?
Actually, that's a good point, and I'll go through this just because it is in the term sheet. The structure of the deal is such that we are not terminating or dismissing the litigation until this sale is absolutely complete, and we have it basically escalating as the documents become more and more resolved, the litigation gets more and more sort of set aside until it's ultimately dismissed. The schedule is that between now and February 15th, the parties will negotiate a complete sale agreement on the actual transaction involving the plant. And that sale agreement would basically just beef up a number of the terms that are in this term sheet, particularly as it relates to the collateral, some of the issues associated with the restart, describing what is going to be included as part of what can be financed through that line of credit. And that agreement on the sale, the ultimate sale agreement, will then result in us asking the court to delay the trial. We would be asking them to delay it to August 1st. It's uncertain at this point whether that would be successful in getting that date, but it would definitely delay the trial beyond June 1st. So we're not going to do that until we have the actual sale agreement with all the details in it. Then we would begin to finalize all the documentation on the transaction, including the agreements securing the collateral, the notes, and then expect the power sale agreement between Golden Valley and Homer to be finalized during that period as well. Once that is complete, and we've kind of established August 1st as the deadline for that, once that's complete, the transaction's final, and the litigation would be dismissed. The term sheet actually expires, as it were, on August 1st, so it is intended to motivate all parties to finalize negotiations on these final agreements by that date. And we believe that given the input that we've had from our legal counsel, the input that we've had from the other parties, we're all fairly comfortable with that knowing that we also could agree to extend it if absolutely necessary.
Okay. Thanks for that. I understand it better.
Okay.
Could I talk about that just a little bit?
Do you want to talk about it in a way that is public, or do you want...
No, I think non-public.
You mean you want to go into executive session?
I'm sorry. We're not in executive session. All right, I'm sorry.
I was trying to describe mechanically what's in the agreement.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You're correct.
Do you have a question, Pat?
Sure, John. There's a Seymour.
Yeah. On the resolution, the 10th, whereas, mentions January 13th, it's been approved, the settlement is approved.
Yes.
And on the term sheet, just above the signatures, it says executed on the 9th, the 14th.
Yeah, the execution on the 9th was by the... basically the negotiating members of the boards for each group and was subject to board approval by each party. If you notice on the term sheet just above it, it said subject to board approval by each party. And then the actual board approval for HEA and GVA happened last night.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, Charlie, do you feel we need to go into executive session before we make a decision on the resolution, or is that something we can talk about at a different time?
I don't know. That's up to you. I really don't have a sense of that one way or the other.
Well, I don't know what your issue is, so. I don't have a sense of that.
Yes.
I guess I'll defer to you, Charlie, because I don't know what your issue is.
Well, let's talk about an executive session.
Okay. So there's been a request.
I leave it up to also to Mr. Bjorkvist to.
Well, I guess. Do you want to confer with him separately?
Not necessarily.
No. Okay. Your lead litigation attorney would like to discuss some attorney-client comments on something related to this. That would certainly be appropriate. Subject for executive session. The board chair, you should entertain a motion to go into executive session to have those discussions on the attorney-client matters related to the resolution and the term sheet.
Okay. Is there a motion to go into executive session on those based on that request?
Hello, Mr. Chairman.
Is that John Winther?
Yes.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, is there any opposition to going to the executive session? Okay, hearing none, we're now in executive session. Brenda's going to check to see if we are alone.
We're back on the record.
Just to note,
you're soon going to be on the record, so
that we are leaving executive session. We're back on the record, and that within the executive session, the only items that were discussed were pertaining to attorney-client issues, and that no decisions were made during the executive session.
And I can certify that that is true to my knowledge and belief.
Okay. So before passing the resolution, are there any other issues that we need to discuss related to the resolution itself?
This is John Kelsey. My question would be, is staff and Attorney Cole recommending a yes vote on this?
The staff has definitely recommended a yes vote, and I guess, Charlie, the question to you is, are you comfortable recommending a yes vote on the resolution?
Let me say... Are we in public session?
Yes, we are.
I'm troubled about the dismissal of the lawsuit upon only the execution of the asset sales agreement.
No, the lawsuit isn't dismissed until the entire agreement is closed. The only thing that happens with the execution of the asset sale agreement is it will be the request to postpone it would be placed.
All right. Well, I'll just say, let me put it in the other side of the coin. I do not recommend that the board not adopt the resolution, because I think that decision to adopt this resolution involves matters that I am not competent to render an opinion on.
Okay, so you do not have any objection to the resolution?
I do not have any objection to the board adopting a resolution.
Okay. Does that satisfy your question, John?
I think so.
Okay.
I'd like Charlie to take a more positive approach to it.
I think Charlie feels he's a litigator, and his only role in this is to advise us on the aspects that relate to the litigation. And as far as the other issues associated with the resolution, we can rely on staff for valuations of the assets and so forth, and Charlie doesn't take a position on that, but he has no objection to the resolution as it relates to the matters that he advises us on.
Yes, but let me be a little more elaborate. I mean, I'm not familiar with how the ADA values this plant, you know, and what the books of accounts say and what the effect on its financial statements are as respects this. I will frankly say I would like to have continued the lawsuit a little longer to hold GVA's feet to the fire to get these agreements done. Now, beyond that, the decision whether to do that or not rests with the board and the negotiating committee, and I will respect their judgment in that regard. And I think that sort of states my position fairly and accurately.
And I just, for the benefit of the rest of the board, the way that the agreement is structured is to attempt to actually do, as Charlie said, hold the litigation in place as security for the ADA position until the agreement is closed. We will adjust the timing of the litigation as we begin to reach full resolution of all the issues, but the litigation will not be dismissed until the issue has been completely closed.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions on the resolution? Hearing none, let's have a roll call vote.
Commissioner Noddy?
Yes.
Commissioner Von Shaven?
Yes.
John Kelsey?
Yes.
John Winther?
Yes.
Commissioner Galvin?
Yes.
Motion has passed.
Okay. Now, I believe that Leah would like to have a discussion of our messaging on this resolution that has passed. Leah, can you articulate some of your concerns? You just don't want people speaking out of school in terms of what we have agreed to and where this is going?
You know, some reporter will come up to me and ask me my opinion about it or my thoughts on it, and I just want to make sure that what I'm saying we all kind of agree on. And I wrote some notes here, and I'm happy to share them, but, you know, my feelings are the negotiations of three Alaskan entities came together, and it was a very positive win-win-win for the ADA and the state and HEA and Golden Valley, and the rail belt will gain with an additional source of power. I am very comfortable with the terms of the agreement, especially the process that we went through, and I'm looking forward to the final documents being put together. That's kind of what I'm thinking, but if they ask me, that's what I would say, but I want to make sure it sounds okay to you all.
That sounds fine to me. I think that as a member of the board subcommittee, I think it's appropriate for you to make comments and make those types of comments I think some of the other board members who may not have been so closely involved should not feel obligated, if asked, to make expansive comments and can feel comfortable saying that you support the agreements and as the board has approved them, and you can defer comment to Karsten or to me or to Ted.
Sounds good to me. Yeah.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, I heard that, Pat, so thanks.
Okay. Okay, is there any other board issues associated with this topic at this time, knowing that we're all getting back together tomorrow?
What time is that start?
Tomorrow we start at 10:30. And for any board members who wish to be there, the press conference announcing this agreement will be held today at 1 o'clock in the Governor's Conference Room at the Atwood Building.
So this remains confidential until 1 o'clock?
Well, as confidential as a publicly approved resolution can be.
I'm not saying anything, but...
No, what's going to happen, just sequence of events, the media advisory will go out as soon as we walk out of here and tell Karsten to send it, and it will tell everybody that Ada, GVA, and Homer will be holding a press conference to discuss the Healy Clean Coal plant. I would suspect that between now and 1 o'clock, reporters will catch wind that there has been an agreement. Whether or not they actually start getting terms, I don't know. But the term sheet will be made public as part of the press release.
Right now?
Today, at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, okay.
Right.
Okay, well, we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Is there a motion to adjourn? Who is that? Sorry.
For clarification now, did we meet at 10:30?
Yes, tomorrow 10:30 a.m. here in the boardroom.
At
Ada? Yeah, the Ada boardroom.
At 10:30, yeah.
Yep, tomorrow.
The
yep, that's tomorrow at 10:30. Is there a second to Emil's motion to adjourn?
Okay.
I heard John Winther second it. Hearing no opposition, we are adjourned.